With your Honor's leave, I would like to close the case on behalf of the defendant.
Indeed you may.
Indeed I shall.
Indeed, proceed.
Quite. Your Honor, I submit that the plaintiff has utterly failed to substantiate his claim. He alleges breach of contract, but he has produced no evidence of a contract, not a whiff.
Not a sniff.
Indeed not.
Indeed, sir.
Indeed. If there is no evidence of a contract, then there can be no evidence of a breach.
Indeed.
Quite. Your Honor, the plaintiff's case should fail. It does fail. It must fail.
Well, if I may say so, Mr. Dalton, a point powerfully made by Mr. Fuller Cobb.
Powerfully made, indeed.
Quite. Surely there is little or nothing you can say to persuade me.
Your Honor, I would seek only to lodge one matter. The apparent shortage of evidence is not in itself a bar to Your Honour taking a robust view of what might, had that apparent shortage been less apparent, have been the case. I lodge that point before Your Honour and the great architect of the universe.
Ah, yes, the great, yes, indeed, I see. A point of equal force, but a bit stronger, really, yes. I'm entirely persuaded, Mr. Dalton. I find for the plaintiff.
What?
Yes, absolutely. What is apparent is not always what is real. Apparently.
Oh, you see now. What? I beg your pardon, Your Honour. With the utmost respect, are you senile?
My mind has been made up, Mr. Fuller Cobb.
What, by that rubbish? I can't have lost. I'd be really nice to you.
How'd you get on, sir? Did you win?
For goodness sake, Vincent, will you please allow me to get through the door before you start cross-examining me on each tiny detail of my day?
I do apologise, sir. Just trying to take an interest.
Yes, well, that's very good of you, Vincent. Thanks. I had the judge eating out of my hand. I was playing the old fool like a violin. You know that charm thing I do?
Well, when you make the sucking noise through your teeth.
No, I don't do that now.
You did used to make quite an impression with that sucking noise.
I don't understand it. He was agreeing with me on every point at issue. Everything was going right. I had my smile wrapped round him like a comfort blanket.
So what happened?
I make a short but devastating closing address, finishing with my should fail, must fail, will fail speech.
Well, that shouldn't fail. I mean, it mustn't fail. It failed then.
My bloody opponent stands up, some bloke called Dalton, bangs on about some great architect, and asks the judge to lodge a victory, at which point his honour, Judge Alzheimer, collapses in a heap and fines against me.
You're joking, sir. He actually mentioned the great architect.
Yes, and it wasn't even a building case. I think he was as gaga as the judge.
Oh, no, sir, he wasn't mad. He was a mason.
What?
He was a Freemason. The great architect of the universe is the way Masons refer to the big G. You know, God.
Oh, come on, Vince. You can't win cases in an English court just because the judge knows you've rolled your trouser leg up. Can you?
Why did he keep using the word lodge? It's a classic way for Masons to make themselves known to each other.
Well, you're very knowledgeable about all this, Vincent. Next you'll tell me that you're a Mason.
Oh, I used to be.
Now I know this is nonsense. Once you're a Mason for life.
Well, not unless you supply your lodge with a consignment of pinafores which allegedly contained lice.
You really were a Freemason?
The infestation was never proved. Go about bearing your breast all the time, you're bound to get a certain number of itchy nibbles.
This is outrageous. He's perverting the course of justice. I'm going to appeal. Nope, I'll take this to the Bar Council.
You think there aren't any Masons at the Bar Council? You'd be better off trying to find yourself a lodge. Once you're a Mason, every other Mason in the country becomes bound to stretch forth the hand of kindness to you. That includes other barristers, judges, the Lord Chancellor.
Ah, well, yeah, some barristers may need that kind of thing to kickstart an ailing career, but I think I'm rather above that, actually.
Hello, John. How did your case go? Did you win?
Good Lord, if you listen to some members of these chambers, you'd think that court cases were simply about winning and losing.
You lost, sorry.
You're a bull-deaded buffer in a wig, 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 in a wig, in a wig, wig, wig.
Are you inebriated?
Don't be silly.
We're drunk on victory.
Girl power hits Southwark Crown Court.
You won. Brilliant.
This is Esther Somerton, my co-defence counsel in the Crown against Dunn and Hawkins. She's absolutely brilliant. I'm totally mad.
I'm insane, Your Honour.
Esther, this is John Fuller Cobb, my head of chambers, Vince, our clerk, and Hillary, my roommate.
How long were the jury out for, miss?
Oh, let's put it this way. I hardly had time to finish having a pee.
What do you think swayed them?
The hormone defence. At the time of the alleged shoplifting, both defendants were rendered incapable of criminal intent by reason of period pains.
What?
Yes. Was it explained to the judge that the female menstrual cycle wasn't a lady's road race across France? We were home and dry.
Brilliant.
I'll remember that next time I'm in court. With the utmost regret, Your Honour, my client can't give evidence this afternoon that she'd rather eat chocolates, watch an Australian soap opera and cry.
It's a perfectly legitimate defence.
What's the matter? You had a bad morning?
No, not really. Oh, just a bit unlucky, that's all. My client wasn't having a period. Incredibly bad luck. Still, I suppose you've been asking a lot from a retired male stockbroker.
There is no need for that. We're just pleased that we won a case.
It's all about winning with you people, isn't it? Vince, I'd like a word with you in my room, if you don't mind.
Right you are, sir.
Oh, dear. Did the mouth of the South put a foot in it?
No, he's always in a grump when he's lost a case. Which means he's always in a grump.
Well, sod work for the rest of the afternoon. Then I think that we should go out and celebrate. Are you up for it?
Oh, yeah. Be there or be circular.
The Bar Gay and Lesbian Society are having a bash tonight.
Right.
They've got a brilliant bar and everyone's completely bonkers.
Right, okay. Why not?
Okay. How does 7:30 sound?
It sounds like a very good time indeed.
Okay, 7:30. See you later.
Bye.
Ah, oh, Vincent, do sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Not at all. I think it's very important we have these chats. Look, Vincent, it's no secret that I haven't been having the best of luck with cases recently, and that is in no way meant to be a criticism of you.
Oh, of course not, sir. It's just the way it goes sometimes. Can't win a case to save your life, your confidence starts to go, you begin to doubt your ability to persuade a child, let alone a judge.
Yes, but that never lasts.
No, of course not, no. Eventually, you become resentful of other people's success. You start to think they're laughing at you behind your back when they're just having a laugh at their own victories. Then you become bitter. You look for quick fixes, easy answers, even if those answers mean that you compromise your principles.
Yes, well, as I said, I think it's terribly important that we have these chats. Now, I've been thinking of our discussion earlier today, and, well, the Masons do an awful lot of charity work, don't they?
What are you talking, sir?
The charity side of it, that's the only aspect of the thing that appeals at all. Mm. Tell me, how does one go about applying to become a Freemason?
Well, I wouldn't accept you if you applied, sir.
Oh, now, come on, Vincent. You know those misconduct charges contain very little of substance. Yes, I suppose it's all very politically correct nowadays. You're not supposed to hit a child witness.
No, it's not that, sir. The Masons don't accept applications for membership. They approach men of standing who they think are fit and proper candidates.
Ah, I see. Yes, sir. Well, of course, that's a far better system.
You're doing that sucking thing, sir. I wouldn't mention it, only I know you spent a lot of money on the sessions.
Oh, Ruth, hi. Can I come in?
Hilary, this is your office as well.
By the way, I thought your friend, Esther, was really nice.
Yeah, she's great, isn't she? She's completely outrageous and a total mad person.
It's brilliant the way you can meet another barrister at court and just hit it off immediately. You two seem to have no problem just being friendly.
Oh, no. Esther's very friendly and so am I. And so there's no reason why we shouldn't really be friendly to each other.
No, it's great.
Exactly what two friendly people would do.
I know, it's really friendly.
All right, Hillary, no, I don't think she's gay. In answer to your subtextual question.
What question?
Oh, come on, it's been on your mind from the moment you walked in.
It hasn't. I promise, I never thought she was a homosexually gay lesbian. I just thought she was very friendly, honestly.
Yes. And that's exactly what I think, she's friendly.
No question about it.
None at all. She might not be gay, you know. I mean, it is possible.
Oh, no, it is possible not to be gay, definitely.
Well, what if she's gay? I mean, she wasn't asking me out on a date, was she? It was to celebrate a drink, of course. Just being friendly.
That's it. I mean, there's no difference between someone who's gay being friendly and someone who isn't of the gay grouping being also as friendly.
Right. That is absolutely right. Well, why does she suggest meeting at the Bar Gay and Lesbian Society bar tonight in the bar?
Well, she just said it was a really good bar, a good atmosphere.
Yes, that's right, of course she did.
And, for what it's worth, I thought it was very nice that she gave you a kiss on the way out.
Yeah. What is wrong with you? with you, Hillary. You are making it sound so sordid.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I don't mean to, because it isn't. I mean, how can something friendly be sordid? It can't. It isn't.
No, you're right. This is so unlike me. I'm stressing myself out over a completely innocent invitation to go and have a couple of drinks.
That's all it is.
That's all. I want you to come with me.
What? Well, why? I can't. I've got swimming. I'm going to start swimming classes. I haven't told you about it, or anyone, because it's recent-ish. A recent development, this desire to swim.
Please, Hill. You are just so bloody uptight. Do you know that? You're scared. You're scared to go out for a harmless bit of fun just because you think you'd be with the pink majority.
That's not true.
How many friends of yours are gay?
Oh, that's not a fair question. I haven't got any friends at the moment.
Oh, please come with me, Hilt. Pretty please.
No, I will definitely not.
Pleasy, wheezy, lemon, squeezy.
I'm sorry. My mind's made up. I will definitely not. Stay, not for the whole evening.
Would all parties in the Crown against Luigi the Stiletto Mad Dog Benedini proceed to Court 7, where the judge is now prepared to talk things through reasonably?
Well, Vince, Christopher Waiter, is he or isn't he?
I'm not sure, sir. I mean, they don't wear a big M tattooed to their foreheads. Vince, you're not making this easy. You don't have to do it today, sir.
I'm in court in 10 minutes. Just go back to Chambers and leave this to me, will you?
Very well, sir.
Christopher, how on earth are you? You look tremendous. Still throwing money at that old wreck of a yacht of yours?
I'm afraid you have me at a momentary disadvantage.
I'm sure I haven't. No one ever has Christopher Wakely at a disadvantage, and if they do, it isn't for long.
That's very kind of you. Have we been against one another?
Not against one another, but we've bumped into one another enough times in the roving room over the years. John Fuller Carp, head of Chambers at Four Court Buildings.
Right. In a general way, yes. The face.
Yeah. Wonderful court building, this, don't you think?
Yes.
Porticos, vaulted ceilings. They must have had a great architect, I'd have thought.
Yes. Would we...
Very possibly the great architect.
Very possibly. Do you mean Wren?
In what sense?
Well, he was a great architect. Look, I'm afraid I really must...
Oh, perhaps there was one still greater than he.
Yes, maybe. Would you mind if...
Look, Christopher, there's no easy way to say this, but I wear a pinafore at home.
To do the washing up? Really? Don't you find that a bit silly?
Oh, no, not at all. I find it extremely dignified. I'm very proud to wear my pinafore. Though I wouldn't mind wearing a slightly different one in the evening. With you, perhaps?
Look, this is all rather embarrassing.
Well, look, I know that, strictly speaking, that you should have approached me, but, well, I'm just very instinctive about these things.
Look, you're terribly sweet and rather lovely, but I can't. Damn it. I marry and knew it wouldn't be a physical thing when I married her, but I'm determined to give it another chance. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Extraordinary.
Mr. Fullercart?
Yes?
Ashok Gupta. I'm prosecuting counsel in your case this afternoon.
Oh, really? Well done. I think a lot more of you people should prosecute. Oh, no, sorry. That sounded awful. It wasn't meant to be. Sorry. Actually, my tobacconist is Asian. Wonderful, jolly fellow.
I couldn't help overhearing a bit of your conversation with Chris Wakely.
Ah, yes. Curious, yes. We were at cross purposes, I think.
You have an interest in the great architect.
Oh, no, not really, you know. I like great architecture like the next man.
Do you believe in a supreme being, Mr. Fullercart?
You mean the Lord Chancellor?
Do you sincerely desire the intellectual and moral improvement of yourself and your fellow creatures?
Well, a bit, yes. What's all this about?
I'm a Mason.
Oh, really? They allowed you in? That's marvellous. Oh. Well, I shouldn't have much trouble then, should I?
How'd you get on, sir? Did you find one?
As a matter of fact, I didn't need to find one. I was approached.
Ah, well done, sir.
Yes, it was well done, and no thanks to you, honestly. I felt like an idiot wandering around the robing room in a wig, gown and both trouser legs rolled up. Luckily, it was a warm day. I managed to carry it off with a certain amount of style.
It worked, then.
Well, you see, it was my worthiness. They only approach worthy men. I realise now it's just a matter of time. I'm going to be initiated at the lodge tomorrow evening.
Well, that's excellent, sir. You'll enjoy that.
Yes, actually, Vince, I was going to ask you, you know, in general terms, what happens at the initiation? Not that I'm anxious about the ritual. I mean, I was debagged at school enough times.
You've got nothing to worry about.
Oh, thank God. I mean, good, good, good.
Once you've removed your outer garments and been blindfolded, it's all over in under an hour.
You have to be undressed for an hour in front of a group of men. They don't actually do anything to you, though, do they?
Well, I mean, they put the hangman's noose round your neck, but that's more symbolic.
More symbolic than what?
Oh, I don't know, than the dagger, I suppose.
Dagger? What dagger? You never mentioned a dagger when you got me involved in all this?
Well, they have to have a dagger. I mean, what other razor-sharp implement can they use to hold against the candidate's left breast?
They hold it against your left breast? You mean near the nipples?
You could ask them not to.
Oh, yes, they're going to love that, aren't they? I want to become a mason, worshipful master, but I've got sensitive nipples, so would you mind reinventing your centuries-old ceremony to accommodate my tits? They'll have me down as a troublemaker. I know what it'll be like. The other masons will give me apple pie beds on Masonic trips to France and squeeze mucus into my toothpaste.
Sir, you're overreacting.
Why does this always have to happen to me? Well, I'm sorry. I'd love to win more cases and do the, you know, what...
Charity work.
Charity work, yes. Yes, but I'm not putting my breast through some ridiculous 14th century charade for anyone.
You can't just tell them to... Forecourt Buildings. Yes, he is here, but he's a bit, well, he's got quite a bit on his chest at the moment.
Do you want to go in then or what?
Oh, it's okay, thanks. I'm waiting for a friend.
Ruth, it's me, Hillary.
Oh, Hillary! What are you wearing?
Oh, nothing really. My motorcycle jacket. Yeah, they're just as effective, apparently, even if you've only got a bicycle.
Your hair's all tousled and you're unshaven.
Oh, is it? I didn't notice.
It's crazy. You don't have to put on an act just because we're going to a gay get-together. And you don't have to be paranoid.
Hi, Ruthie, baby. You look fabulous.
Yay! Well, thanks.
Hello, Brill. I'm really glad you came as well.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm really up for it.
Come on, you nutters, let's go in. Come and have a drink, Ruth. There are some people at the bar I want you to meet.
Right.
You don't mind me carrying her off for a bit, do you, Hill?
No, no way. In no way do I mind. No. Hillary! Judge Brearley. Hillary! Just really. What a nice surprise. How are you? Oh, fine. You know, fit. With all sports. And I do quite a lot of logging outdoors as well. Really? Oh, yes. Chopping and chipping. Anyway, enough about me. I didn't realise that you were liked parties. You know what it's like? You see a judge on the bench and you're just going to think, oh, there's a judge who sits on the bench, not a person who, in his spare time, has made a lifestyle decision to go to parties.
Hillary, are you talking about the fact that I'm gay?
No, never. I'd never suggest that to anyone.
Well, I am. I've never made a secret of it.
Are you? No, you shouldn't. I mean, you should make a secret of it. It's a wonderful alternative way of living. I've thought about it myself. Not a lot, but a bit. And who knows, I might have given it a go, only I've been pretty busy with work for the last 15 years. Also, I do a lot of cycling.
Hillary, it's totally your call. Don't let anyone else pressurise you. Your head's going to be a huge, storm-damaged mixture of feelings and emotions, but the fact that you're here says a lot.
No, you don't understand. I'm here with a woman. You know, a female person who is also a woman.
Oh. Are you going out?
Oh, no. Well, we're not going out. I mean, we could be going out, biologically. There's nothing to stop that. It's just that we're not at the moment yet, but we might in the future. I think I'd rather like a drink.
Look, Hilary, as long as you're true to yourself, whatever decision you make is the right one. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Two large martinis, and I told the barman not to stint on the large. I know. Let's do that thing with the olive. You know, where you try and pass it from mouth to mouth. It's totally insane.
Oh, I don't know that game. What a shame. Sounds fun.
Here, your head case. Oh, show.
I know, don't. Don't show me. No, don't show me. Because it's not mad enough. Let's make it madder. Yes, that's right. Let's go to the opposite side of the room, yards apart, and throw the olive at each other. And see if we can catch it in our mouths.
Bruce Quirk, what planet are you from?
Bradford originally, now fighting out of Notting Hill.
My bones want to do that rhythm thing. Come on, let's have a bop.
Why don't we just sit down and talk instead of doing what you just said?
Oh, come on.
Look, Esther, I'm sorry, I can't.
Of course you can.
No, Esther, I'm really sorry about this. Well, I think we've kind of got our wires crossed a bit.
What are you talking about?
Well, the thing is, I am mad, you know, outrageous. And in that sense, I'm a fully paid-up crazy, really. I mean, I'm there. And I love all that, and sisters topping out over the guys and all that malarkey.
So do I.
I know, and that's brilliant. And that's why they get on like, well, not just a house on fire, but a whole housing estate that's also on fire. It's electric.
An electric fire.
Yes. And it's just that, well, I don't really go the extra mile. I mean, I'm sorry, because, you know, I think the extra mile's great for the girls who go the extra mile, but it's just that I don't go it. A couple of yards may be for a giggle, but that's it.
Ruth, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that, unlike you, I am not gay, and a physical thing between us, although it would be mad and crazy, and there's something great about that, it just isn't something that I want.
Ruth, you're mad!
Oh, my God, you're not gay. I am so sorry. How could I have said that? I'm so sorry. Sometimes I say crazy things that I don't mean. It's just me being, you know, a bit, I mean, I knew you weren't really gay, really. You're just friendly and mad, like me.
Ruth, I am gay.
No, you're not. You're just confused. And it's fine. It's quite common. You meet someone you like of the same sex and you develop a little crush. I understand that.
Ruth, I'm not confused. I'm a lesbian. I have been since I was 14. And I'm in a very happy long-term relationship.
And what is wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. In fact, well done. It's brilliant. You're in a happy long-term relationship and you take a momentary fancy to a younger, attractive woman and it passes and it's nothing.
Look, I'm sorry if I gave the wrong impression, but I really don't fancy you, Ruth. I thought we were just having a laugh.
You don't fancy me. It's my thighs, isn't it? You cannot get rid of cellulite just by dieting. I know that. That is why I'm exercising more.
No, it's not a physical thing. Physically, you're not unattractive in a sort of natural Yorkshire way. It's just that I tend to go for a little more... Well, it's not important.
What? No, it may not be important to you, but it is to me.
All right. A little more emotional maturity.
I cannot believe you just said that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
No, you didn't upset me. In no way did you upset me. You see, I am not upset one tinsy, insy, weeny little bit. And I said that first, so you can't get me back. And to prove it, I am going home.
Bloody thing. John? What are you doing burgling your own chambers?
I'm not. I was just having difficulty with my keys. Well, you see, I've been wearing them out of my left trouser pocket all evening and I can't get them off. I was nearly arrested undoing my bicycle chain. Actually, it's kind of sign language.
What does it mean?
Oh, a lot of things, apparently. I've got a set of keys. Aunt pockets overrated. And I'm not available. I'm just here with a friend. I've been to the bar gay and lesbian society party.
Oh,
God, why haven't you told me before? I always put your behaviour down to social inadequacy.
No, I'm going as a favour to keep Ruth company.
Ruth? Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me. When someone in a skirt calls you pal, well, it's a short step to full-blown lesbianism.
Ruth was just there with a friend who she's just being friendly with. Anyway, what are you doing here so late?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I'm glad you turned up, actually, because you turning up means you could do me a bit of a turn, actually. You see, well, I'm going to be initiated into the Freemasons tonight.
The Freemasons?
Would you mind coming with me?
Go with you? To the initiation ceremony? Why do you need me there?
Well, it's just that apparently they make you undress, wear an apron, put a noose round your neck and blindfold you.
No, I'm not going with you. Definitely no. Why does everyone think I need to be taken out in the evenings? I have a landscape gardening class every other Monday, you know.
Please, Hilary, I mean, this could be the best thing that's ever happened to my career, but, well, I'm apprehensive.
No, no, and no. I'm not going in. I can't. I'm not a Mason.
I just mingle. They won't notice.
John, how are you?
Let go of me, Hilary. Try and look natural. Peter!
Hilary!
Judge Brearley.
Hilary.
Judge Brearley.
This is extraordinary.
Yes, it is. I had no idea you were I had no idea you were earlier, and I didn't know you were,
Yes, I came on here from the Gay Sock Do. I've been a member of the Lodge for years. Look, Hilary, I've been kicking myself about what I said earlier. On the way over here, I kept saying to myself, butt out.
Pardon?
Butt out of other people's lives and decisions. But now, crumbs, how often do you meet someone who you've got so much in common with? Don't say anything, please. Hilary, just tell me I've given you something to think about.
Judge Brearley, you have given me something to think about.
I don't want to talk here. Can I call you? I'll call you.
Remove the candidate's shirt.
There's just one thing. I'm fine with a trouser leg. Love it. Right up above the knee. Brilliant. Blindfold on, tight as you like, and the left shoe off like a flash, no problem. Shirt sweep can go up, tight as you like.
Be hushed, brother. The initiation is about to begin.
Yes, absolutely. It's just this bearing of the breast. It's just, I've got these terribly sensitive nipples.
Look, there are 20 lodge deacons waiting.
Yes, of course. Don't get me wrong. I'd like nothing more to get them out for the lab, so to speak. It's just that...
That's cold. That really is a very cold dagger.
Mr. John Fullercarp. A poor candidate in a state of darkness.
This really would be a lot easier if I could cover the nipple.
Do you pledge yourself that you are prompted to seek membership of this Freemason's Lodge out of a sincere wish to render yourself more extensively serviceable to your fellow creatures?
What?
Are you joining out of a wish to help others?
Oh, the charity side, yes. Well, that's part of it, certainly, yes. I mean, obviously one's looking for some spin-off benefits in the short to medium term. Being of help, yes.
And do you swear to observe the ancient traditions upon pain of having your throat cut across, your tongue torn out by the root, and buried in the sand of the sea at low water mark?
It's just a question, but is there any kind of appeals procedure on that one?
Court rise.
Are you sure the judge is a Mason?
Please don't worry, Hilary. Our case is inviolable.
I took a hell of a risk not cross-examining any of the prosecution witnesses.
Would you care to bet money on that?
Mr. Fullercarp?
Your Honour, may I close what has been a long and difficult case by suggesting merely that here before the great architect of the universe, I formally lodge on the bare breast of justice the rolled up trouser leg of my submission that the defendant, both man and elbow, is not, or shall I say, noose guilty.